Hello everyone, this is Joe, KA9OPL is my call. I am an amateur radio operator. And today I'm going to give you a tutorial of the Talking Digital Multimeter. It's sold by mpja.com. I don't remember the name of the company that manufactures the unit. It is a Chinese unit. The only thing that I can find anymore that has voice readout, so that if you're vision impaired, you can use the unit. And I'm going to describe it to you, and I'll also read you all of the functions and ranges, and I'll do a quick demo of it later on. On my website, where this tutorial is, on that same page, there will also be a link to the place where you can purchase the unit, and a link to a case that I purchased that seems to be a pretty good one, pretty good option to go with it. It does not come with a case, it comes in a box, but there's no case for it. I bought a case from a company called Klein Tools, and it's made for their multimeter or any that's in the similar size range, and this case is slightly longer than the multimeter that I have here, but not by much, and it basically looks like it's just about the right size for it. So I got the unit sitting on a desk here, and I've got it facing so that the top of what I'm going to call the top, which is where the display is furthest from me. And the bottom of the unit, which is a little bit slimmer than the top is a little wider. The bottom is where you have the sockets that you use to plug in the pen probes, which control the unit. In other words, you use it to measure, is what I meant to say there. So on the top, furthest away from me, with the unit sitting on the desk in front of me, there's the display screen. Moving further down the display, we're gonna talk to you about this. You have two buttons below the display, okay? And the leftmost button is the hold select hertz button. It's used for those functions. Select is what's used most, and it's used to change what the unit measures in certain of the function positions. Okay, to the right, which is the second button over, then is the true and average button. And that determines whether you're reading RMS voltage in the AC voltage or the average voltage. Now, with these two buttons, if you long press, or that is press and hold the select button, you turn on the light for the unit, and it stays on for 15 seconds. If you long press the true average button, you can toggle the voice on and off, the speech output. So if it stops talking, you may have either accidentally or on purpose turned off the voice, and you can toggle it back on by that second button, pressing and holding it. Now, to the right of the buttons is a little grid. And it's a transistor tester. It has two rows of pinholes, Each row has four of these pinholes. The top row is for NPN transistors and the bottom is for PNP. And from the left to the right in each row, you have EBCE, which is emitter base collector emitter. I guess it depends on which way your transistor is wired, how it fits best into the little pinholes. And there is a function position on the switch that's used for measuring transistors. The way the switch works, by the way, is it's a multi-range, multi-function switch. This is not an auto-ranging unit. You have to switch it to the range within the function that you want to measure. So now, that row, we've talked about now the display, the buttons, and the transistor tester. Now, if you move down the unit, the next thing you find is the multifunction switch. And it is a 28-position rotary switch. One end of it has a pointer. It's got a little dot on it. And it's it slims down at that end. On the other end, you can obviously tell it's just a flat part of the dial. The switch will turn in either direction. And at 12 o'clock, the unit is turned off. Okay. So wherever the pointer is directed is going to determine what function you've selected. And as I said before, I believe the buttons that we just described above do modify the behavior in some of the switch functions. So when the pointer is at 12 o'clock, we're going to use a clock system. So straight up and down, 12 o'clock, the unit is turned off. In our tutorial here, I'm going to reference the switch positions as going from 0 to 27. That's just an arbitrary on my part. I'm a computer guy, and I guess I just it communicates to me if I do it that way. Position 0 is going to be the off position, and we'll call off the positions as the switch is rotated clockwise, so turning it to the right. As I said, you can rotate the switch continuously in either direction. It has no stopping point. When you switch it from off to either of the on positions, the voice announces already on. I don't know what that is about. That's Chinese translation, I suppose, but I'll let you hear what that sounds like.
Already on.
Okay, and I just switched it back off. I'd switched it to position 27. So let's go through the position list. There's also a table on the web page that gives you all of the positions labeled 0 through 27. It's just a two-column table, the left column being the numbers for the position and the right column describing in a summary fashion what each position does. So in position 0, that's 12 o'clock, pointer is at 12 o'clock, the unit is off. In position 0, we're off. Going clockwise, you turn the switch one position to the right clockwise. We get to number 1, and that is the transistor tester. So if you want to test a transistor, you switch to position 1. And you put the transistor. I don't have a transistor here readily available, so I'm not going to try to test it later. Position 2 is DC voltage 200 millivolts. That's that range. Position 3, DC voltage 2 volts. 4, DC voltage 20 volts. 5, DC voltage 200 volts. 6, DC voltage 1000 volts. Now we're going to switch ranges to a different function here, and that's going to be AC voltage. Number 7, position 7, that's AC voltage 750 volts. It's also used to measure hertz or frequency, and the way you do that is you press the select button and then it will be in the frequency measurement. Press it again and it goes back to measuring AC voltage 750. It's only on the 750 volt range does it do that. Position 8 is AC voltage 200 volts. Now the AC voltages, you can press the true average button that we talked about, and it will either measure RMS, AC voltage, or true. True or average. It'll measure RMS or average. And you can tell that. I'll show that to you later when I measure a transformer that I brought with me. So position 8, that was 200 volts AC. Position 9 is 20 volts AC voltage. Position 10, 2 volts AC. Now, starting in position 11, we're going to the DC current measurements. And we start with 20 microvolts. Position 11, 20 microvolts. Position 12, 2 millivolts. Position 13 is 20 milliamps. I keep saying volts, and I'm sorry. These are microamps, for example, milliamps. Position 13, 20 milliamps. Position 14, 200 milliamps. 15, 10 amps. Okay. Starting in position 16, now we're going to go to AC current. And it's position 16 is AC 10 amps, position 17 AC 200 milliamps, 18 20 milliamps AC voltage, 19 we switch. 19 is called NCV, non-contact voltage, and that's a sort of an AC sniffer. If there's an AC voltage, I don't know if it matters. I would assume that you can measure like a frequency going through a wire at that. But if you just put the probes close to the source of that you want to see if there's anything running through it, position 19. You do that and you'll hear some pulse tones coming from the meter. I'll try to show that to you. And the pulse tones will get faster the more that it picks up any kind of a signal. The stronger the signal, the faster the pulse. Okay, so position 20 then is the continuity and diode tester. And once again, you press the select button to toggle between those two. A continuity, of course, that means, you know, you just connect. Well, technically, you could just connect the two probes together and you'll get the continuity tone will come on. Or if you connect two. Oh, let's say you have, like I'm going to show you later, I've got a coax that has ends on it. And if I connect to the center conductor of each one, if the coax is good, then I should hear that tone because it's making a connection. And then if you connect the ground, the shield side, if you connect that on each side, then you should get a connection. And if you connect one to the center and one to the ground, then you should not get a tone because you don't want that to be shorted. But that's very useful. I don't have a diode readily available, or I could test the diodes as well. And I think what it does in the diodes is it'll read out a number, and the lower number means that you're in the forward direction of the diode. So, you know, the anode and cathode of the diode are set so that it's conducting in the right direction. Position 21, for the next several positions now, position 21 on the switch is resistance, and it's a 200 ohm range. Position 22 is 2 kilo ohm range resistance. 23, 20 kilo ohm resistance. 24, 200 kilo ohm resistance. 25, 2 mega ohms. 26, 20 mega ohms. And finally, now position 27 is capacitance, and it's 20 microfarad. And I don't have a capacitor right now that I can measure either, so I can't give you all the demonstration of everything. But as I said, then after you hit position 27, if you rotate it right one more time, you'll be back to 12 o'clock and you'll have the unit turned off. You'll be back to zero. Now, back to the description of the unit though, below this switch, which is kind of in the middle, a little bit below the middle because it's pretty good sized display on the top of the unit, but going below the switch, you have a little bit of space, and then you have four sockets at the bottom of the unit. So four sockets, and these are where you plug in the pen probes that come with the unit for doing the measurements. And from left to right on these probes, the first one is for 10 amp current. The second is for 200 milliamp current. The third is common. And the fourth is for measuring other things such as voltage, resistance, continuity. And that would be like the plus side, and the common would be the minus. So if you're measuring, you know, a capacitor, a resistor, doing a continuity test, diode, or voltage, you would use the right two sockets, the rightmost one being the plus side, and the one to the left of that is the common, and that would be the minus. So that's the way that that works. You do not want to measure current using the standard plus side. You'll damage the machine if you do. And I'm not going to measure current because I don't really have a circuit that I feel comfortable with getting into the middle of it to try to measure current. But if you were to do that, my recommendation is you'd start with the 10 amp, the leftmost one, because you want to make sure that whatever you do can handle the current. The two current terminals or sockets, however you want to call them, are fused inside the unit, and I do not know how you get to the fuse because I haven't tried to do that. Now the back of this unit has a stand, which in my preferences is not very useful, but it's there. You could sort of make the unit stand up, but okay, under the stand, if you lift that stand up, under it there's a little screw toward the bottom of the unit. Let me lift it up here so I can show you. Yeah, it's right at the bottom, sort of in the center, but you do have to lift the stand in order to get to it. And it's a little Phillips screw, and it's very small. So you have to be careful when you're going to take that out so you don't lose it. But and you use that screw, you take that screw out, and you can get to the battery. It takes the battery cover off to the battery compartment. Now, the battery itself is a 9-volt, and it doesn't have a clip-on. It just sort of, it fits in there, and the battery terminals touch the meter terminals. And it goes with the minus, or the larger side of the battery terminals, the large terminal, goes to the right. If you have the unit flipped over so that the front side is down and you're looking at it that way, then the minus is to the right in the holder, and it just put the back of the battery in first and then slip in the front, I believe is the way I did it. Okay, so a few more comments here before I give you a couple of measurements to show this to you a little bit. Okay. As I said, for the Hertz and diode functions, you know, the select button is a toggle. As I said, it goes back and forth between what it measures. And in the continuity setting, so you would press the select to switch to diode and press it again to switch back. When a measurement is made with this meter, you don't have to press anything for it to do a readout. It reads it. It speaks it automatically when it reads. So that gives you, sort of an automatic reading. As I said, the unit is not auto-ranging. As you can see, if you put a voltage in it, for example, to measure, and you use different ranges, it'll read the voltage differently. It'll read the right voltage, but it'll read it differently. Now the probes are, they're really the same. You could use either probe for plus or minus. I like to use they're red and black, so I like to use the black one for minus and the red one for plus. I can't see to know which one's which. The colors I can't see, but my wonderful wife, who has her vision, she read the labels to me, which is why I can do this tutorial for you, and which is also why I could use the meter. She patiently read me all the labels. I turned on the recorder, and we just had a conversation. Also, she told me which probe was which, so we got a little piece of tape and just neatly got it wrapped around near the pen point of the probe, or on the handle. So that's the positive one. And I'm going to take that probe right now and I'll plug it into the rightmost socket so that we can measure a few things. And let's see, I'm going to take this and I'm going to take the other one and put it in the common. So I got those two plugged in.
Already on.
Okay, so position 1, 2, 3, 4. I put it in position 4, which is to measure DC 20 volts. And I'm going to grab a battery here. I'm going to get my hands on one. And let's see what we get. As soon as I get, I had that battery out already, but I didn't, so I'll have to grab it. Okay, now I'm gonna grab a, I've got a battery, and you're gonna find out pretty quick what it is as soon as I measure it. So I'm gonna put this on here, and let's see what it says. Aha, so it's a 9-volt battery, and I did put the plus side on the plus. Now I'm going to reverse it now. I'm going to put the common on the plus side, and let's see how it reads now.
DC 9.30 volt.
Okay, wait a minute. That's I still did it the other way. All right, let me do it this way now. I forgot to, I didn't flip it right. Now let's do it.
DC minus 9.31 volt.
Okay,
DC
so
DC minus 9.31 volt.
So when I put the common on the plus side and the plus probe on the minus, it read it as minus voltage. So you could see that you could use that to tell you the, for example, the polarity of a power supply if you wanted to do that, okay? Now, let's see, I am going to plug in a transformer here so that I can measure AC voltage. Okay, so I've got a transformer here plugged in that I know is an AC transformer, and let me see what position I need to be in. Okay, so I need to be in position 9. See, I'm in position 4 now, so I'm going to go 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. I'm in position 9 now, which should allow me to read 20 volts AC.
AC true value 0.08 volt.
Hey.
AC true value 0.09 volt.
That's interesting. It just
volt.
Now let me put connect it.
AC true value 16.80 volt.
Okay, so I got a 16 volt transformer here.
AC true value 0.10 volt.
Now I turned it to average. I pressed the average button, and I'm going to see what I've measured now.
AC average value 16.80 volt.
And you see she said average
AC
now.
AC average value 0.07 volt.
Oh, that's interesting. Okay.
AC average value 16.75 volt.
And the average reading
AC
takes it a little
value
longer.
0.0. AC true value 0.06 volt.
Yeah, I don't know why when it's measuring from the
AC
air.
AC true value 0.11 volt. AC true value 16.74 volt.
Okay, now.
AC true value.
I turned it off for a second. Okay, I want to now go to position, let's see, where do I want to go? 19, I think, to show you the sniffer, 19, or the non-contact. Okay, so I'm at 0, I'll go backwards now, 27,
already on, 26, 25, 24, 23,
22, 21, 20, 19. Now, if I just put the probes near each other, I believe it will I think it does, but it's not doing it so far. I suppose I could try it with the transformer here. Okay, so you could hear that when I put it near the cable from the transformer, it measured and it started pulsing because it was reading that there was some voltage going through that transformer. Okay, so now I'm going to go with position 20, and that should be the continuity tester, and I'm going to just put the probes together to see. All right, that's the continuity tester. Now, I've got myself here a cable, a coax, and I'm going to touch, if I can do this. It's not easy to do this on a coax, but I can. I'm going to get one probe on the tip of each coax, if I can get it there. And well, I'm going to do it the easy way. Okay, I just measured the ground side, and that worked. And if I can do this, I'm going to measure the other side, the plus side. And that worked. Okay, so I measured the coax, and when I put the probes on the tips of each of the coax plugs, you got the continuity. And when I put it on the ground side of each, you know, the screw-on portion of the coaxial connectors, then I got the tone. So when you have a continuity going on, and there's a connection there, you then have the tone come. You'll hear the tone. When there's no continuity, you won't hear any, which is a good way to measure, to find out. For example, you have a break in a piece of wire, or you want to find out what's connected to what. Okay, so let's see, what position were we on now? 20, which is the continuity. I'm going to go one more position. And I have here what should be a 50 ohm dummy load, a dry dummy load. And I'm going to connect, I switched to position 21, which is 200 ohms, and I'm going to see what it does now. I'm going to connect it.
58.1 ohm. Super range. 56.7 ohm.
Okay, so it's
super range.
It's reading about 56 ohms. And interestingly enough, if you take it off of there quickly, it says super range. I think that means she's saying it's out of range, but you'll get used to this. Sometimes it has funny ways of saying things. I'm going to go to position 22 and show you what it sounds like if you measure a higher, you know, at a higher range and you're measuring a lower resistance. Okay, so it reads it in thousands, and the reason it does that is because I'm set at 2K ohms at position 22. It'll get worse if you go further out. Okay. see, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Now this is the capacitance range. I don't really have a capacitor to measure. I wonder what happens if I try to make capacitance using the, what I'm trying to do right now is I'm kind of running the two I sort of wrapped the cords from the two pen probes together, but it's not picking that up, so I'm going to turn it off. Okay, so it is now off, and I can tell it's off by if I turn it on again.
Already on. Already on.
Okay, so what I did was I switched it back and forth between, I switched it once to the right of off and once to the left of off, and then switched it back to make sure that I knew it's off. So the unit's turned off now. And that pretty well covers what I can demonstrate for you, but it's not a perfect unit. There are times when it's slower at making measurements. I know that it's very slow if you try to measure capacitance. You could probably hear that there's a little bit of a delay when you're measuring average voltage. Actually, it goes slower. True voltage goes fast. But I guess it's taking its average, and it makes it run just a bit slower on the measurement. It's very accessible, as you can see. If you can't see the unit, it's very accessible. And I am going to put a link to mpja.com, the page that they have that where you can purchase the unit. It costs $39.95 plus shipping. I think it's about $47 by the time you get it home. And like I said, it comes in a box, no case. If you want a case, I bought this from the Amazon store of Klein Tools. I'm sure it's not the only option out there, but I know it was designed specifically to work with multimeters, and it's just about the right size. It, like I said, it's a tiny bit longer. It has a little compartment on the top side of inside the case. It's a zippered case, and on the upper side, when you open it, there's a little bit of a pocket where you can put the probes, and then you can lay the unit inside the case. And it fits best with this unit if you face the bottom of the unit toward the closed end of the case. In other words, the display is facing toward you when it's in the case. And that pretty well does it. Of course, you saw my website, jolea.com. If you go to my ham radio page, you'll find this tutorial. There'll be a link also to the place where you can purchase the unit. Marlon P. Jones and Associates is the name of the company. MPJA is the name of the site.com. There's a link then to a place where you can purchase the Klein Tools case if you'd like one of those. They cost $15. And there's also a table, a copy of what I verbalized here in terms of the table of what functions the unit has and what positions each one of those functions and rangers will be in. A little bit different because, you know, you're dealing with functions and ranges. A previous unit that I had didn't work quite that same way. But this is the only thing that I've seen that is currently available. It's a pretty sturdy looking unit. like I said, it's not perfect. It does some things. Sometimes it'll take a while to make a measurement, but I haven't had any trouble with it making measurements, as you could tell. I mean, I was able to measure battery and other things. Once you start getting familiar with the way it works, I think you'll find that it can be a useful tool in your, whether it's your ham radio shack or your shop where you do electronics work. So this is Joe, and my radio call is KA9OPL, Kilo Alpha 9, Oscar Papa Lima. And you can catch me on the air, go to my website and see what else I got going on over there. And have a good day. 73s, God bless. Take care. This is KA9OPL, and this is it.